And so most of the people that were there seemed to like the job. They were, most of them were all veterans of the Navy or the Merchant Marine. They were all basically older than me. I was usually always the youngest guy there. So after a couple of years, I got my license so I could be engineer there on the boats. And then a couple of years later, I got my chief engineer's license, and then they did that. So that all went on until 1977.
So these would be city jobs, right?
Yes, this was all city jobs. And the pay wasn't bad. I mean, it wasn't anything to make about almost twice as much going to sea, but like I said, you had no family life.
Yeah, so you'd wake up and, what would your typical day be?
Well, I'd always be home. I'd start the day at home,
right.
Take the subway. Eventually we all started carpools because a lot of the fellas started to move out to the island, so we'd have carpools in order. We'd meet where the boat was going to tie up in the afternoon.
Like 8 a.m. or?
Pick up whoever has, and go back to the dock, so we'd be there usually around 7:30 in the morning. Meanwhile, there'd be always one engineer had to go and warm up the boat because you had two large engines. They had to be warmed up over a period of half hour, 45 minutes. And usually we'd leave about 8 a.m. Everybody had their cup of coffee, and then we'd go chugging down the river. So it was quite a nice job, yeah.